Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and he said to him, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not go.' But afterwards he changed his mind and he went. The man went to the other son and gave him the same order. And he said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but he did not go. Which of the two did the father's will?" And they answered, "The first." And Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you still did not later change your minds and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel reading is interesting. It speaks to us about living the truth. Reflecting on this last night, I was carried back to the time when I was in my late teens and living in London, the United Kingdom. And I had a habit of going to the theater, even then when I was 17 or 18 years old. So I went to the Globe Theatre once to see Robert Bolt, Man for All Seasons. I think you're familiar with the Man for All Seasons. It's the story of Thomas More. Thomas More is set 500 years ago during the Reformation. Henry VIII was the king, and Thomas More, now a saint, Thomas More was the number one powerful man in the kingdom of Henry VIII. Was his chief executive. He was chancellor of the realm. And Henry VIII renounced the Pope. It's complicated, but he renounced the Pope and he appointed himself to be head of the church in England. By the way, since Henry VIII, that's the way it is even today. The Queen of England is ritually the head of the church in England even today. That began with Henry VIII. But Thomas More, being a devout Catholic, said, "I will not renounce my faith and agree to support you as the head of the church." He had to sign what was called the Act of Supremacy. And this would displace the Pope and displace the Catholic Church and introduce the Reformed Church with Henry VIII as the head of the church. Well, of course, Thomas More was executed in the Tower of London. He was beheaded. But there's one or two scenes in it that were very, very powerful for me. There's a young man in the court, his name is Richard Rich. And Richard Rich was a young fellow and he was very ambitious. And he had come to Thomas More and asked him to give him an appointment in the court of the king. But Thomas More didn't agree to do that. He said, "Why don't you do something that's really meaningful in life?" And Richard Rich says, "Well, what should I do?" And he said, "Become a teacher." "A teacher," he said. "But who would know if I was a teacher? I wouldn't have any fame or fortune." Well, he said, "Your students would know you are a teacher. And you would know that you're doing something special, and God would know. That's the most important thing." Well, Richard Rich was disappointed, and he went off and he betrayed Thomas More. He concocted a story about him which was not true, and Thomas More was condemned to die. And the scene in the marvelous play, A Man for All Seasons, Thomas More is being led to the Tower of London to be imprisoned and executed. And as he's passing along, he notices that Richard Rich is there. And in response to his betrayal of Henry VIII, he was given an appointment by the king. And he was made the tax collector for Wales. Thomas More walking along, and he comes to Richard Rich, and he looks at him, and he says, "Rich, it profits not a man to gain the whole world, but to lose his soul. But for Wales," that was his thing, "for what would you betray your Lord? For what would you lie? For what would you cheat?" It stayed with me as an extraordinary statement about just what would it take for you to cheat and to lie. I mean, what compensation is worth it? In the process, you destroy yourself. There's a second very powerful scene where he is awaiting his execution, and his daughter, Margaret, he calls her Meg, comes to see him. And she said, "Father, look, all you have to do is sign a piece of paper. Sign the piece of paper, your life will be saved." He said, "Meg, a man's faith, a man's belief in God, is like water he holds in his hands. And if he opens his fingers and the water falls through, he may lose himself and never find himself again." Amazing. The statement of Thomas More is extraordinary. And I remember that even when I was a teenager. And that comes up in the gospel today. If you give your word, you pledge your word, you should live out the pledge you made. That's the teaching of the gospel. If you say you'll do something, yes, you must be truthful and you will do it. If you don't want to do it, say, "I will not do it." It's an amazing teaching. It left an impression on me, and I think it's a good teaching about life. Pause with me now for a moment of prayer.